One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Oh, I didn't even know you have to open it like this. Should have prepared. I wasn't prepared.
Why do I feel like I'm going to have to like...
No, man.
No. I chill, bro.
Wait, properly. Well, I don't get doing it properly.
Me. All right, cool.
Don't actually get anything on me.
Put, hey, what are you doing? Bro, put your hand up. What, do you want it to fly? Do you want it to fly?
All right, bro, just bust it.
Bro, put your hand
put your
up.
Hand over me.
Listen, I can obviously see this is a bit of a reserve game. Yeah. So listen, I'm gonna do the best I can do and control the thing, bruv. Yeah. Obviously it was my birthday weekend, but is you all good though, yeah?
Wait, give him that one, isn't
it? Yeah, he's Billy, give him that one. Billy, give him that one.
He just said it was his birthday weekend again. How many times do you want to be told happy birthday? We did it last week.
Yeah, because you tried to not be told happy birthday.
It failed. So I thought if I post on the Friday, knowing my birthday's on the Sunday, then by the time Sunday comes, it would have died down. I can just go and spend my birthday happy.
But what you done on Sunday is reposted everyone saying happy birthday to you.
Bro, what's the matter
this
with
doesn't make sense.
Bro, you got like 3 days worth of happy birthdays. That's not how you keep your phone quiet.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. But I have...
What's that? I thought you just said you quit sugar.
So these are for you lot.
What is that?
What is that?
Jam tart. Why are you laughing?
It's a cookie. It's from the kids, but I've quit.
Why did it say 4-0 on there?
Does it?
Yeah.
It must be someone else's. It's someone else's.
It says happy birthday and it says 40, one of them. Well, I want to know, yeah. Why did it say 40 on there?
No, these are Wileys.
Poet, take off him.
No, I'm asking. Why did it say 40?
I don't know.
Steve-O, can I ask you something? Do on, your mate. Kids not know your age or do you not know your age? Wait a second.
That's crazy.
Where did you get those? Where did you get those?
From my kids.
So your kids don't know your age?
This is a man that just says, I quit sweets.
And instead, he's on the champers.
What did you do for your birthday?
Went to a restaurant, a beautiful restaurant.
Called?
Called Number 5.
The place that didn't let Margs in. Continue. Yeah.
Mate, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know it existed.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
How could you? Do you know how much marketing I put in to Number 5? Nah, Jordy, is he?
Listen
is he
to
taking...
me. No. All right. Can I go back?
Go on.
Billy, I've wore the hat here.
Bro, it's probably the most listen publicized.
Listen to me. Sorry, I made a mistake. I didn't know it was there. I thought it was like a big restaurant in the West End.
Bro, hold on. These socks are killing me. Yeah. Hold on.
Jordy.
I put your feet on the table now.
Put
your feet on the table.
Nah. Bro, those are ballet socks, bro.
Oh my God.
They're invisible socks.
Fishnets.
That's wash day socks.
They're fishnets.
Wash day socks, bro.
Billy, don't laugh. You can't name 4 members of BBK.
I can name all of them.
Go on.
Frisco, Shorty, Jamie, Skepta. One second.
You said four. I said four. You said four.
But obviously, come on, man. Continue what you're saying.
Don't let me hang in this. Jammer.
So you don't want to know? I don't forget it, mate. Went to number five.
No, I want to know. What happened to number 5? What did you have?
Oh, did I eat?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to get into that. It was beautiful food. I had a roast chicken with baby potatoes. Then I had the lamb chops, which were amazing.
Lamb chops are good.
But the owner, he came.
Shout out, Seth.
What?
Spill your sparkling water.
This is chaotic at this point.
I can't do this.
I can't help but think, I remember my teacher, Mr. Hume. We had Ofsted in once. And I ain't going to lie, I was being bad. But he took it a bit personal and kept me behind after and said I deliberately tried to get him fired from school. And I can't help but think this is what you lot are doing to me right now. Can we get some control, please?
Some order.
Yeah?
Okay,
but
no problem.
You're meant to control it, though.
I didn't want to be a shouter. Last time I shouted at Miles, he ain't even here today. Where's Miles now? Yeah, sorry, Miles. I was a bit mad. I was getting mad last week. All right. Should we do a little intro though? I know you don't want to do intros, but I want to do intros, innit? So from my left to my right.
One bang down, West Stand down.
I'll just stand today.
I might get rid of intros. I might get rid of intros. I might get rid of intros.
What, because
I might get rid of intros. I might get rid of intros.
I hear it.
All right, cool.
Everyone knows who we are. Yeah, that's Billy as well. Yeah?
My brother.
Come on, man. I'm 21. I'm 21 now.
You're not 21.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on, you're 21 now.
You're not 21.
How old do you think I was?
I thought you were 21 already.
Exactly.
Why does everyone say that?
All right, hold on. By the way, since I mentioned the chicken connoisseur on this show, he's not stopped ringing me.
He messaged me that yesterday.
What did he say? Are you watching the boxing?
You know what I think? I think, yeah, he has like more than one people controlling his account. I don't think it's all him still.
Maybe it's more than one chicken connoisseur.
Reason I mentioned him though is because you're doing a thing with the age as well. And you don't need to do that, brother.
So what do you think I'm doing?
I don't believe you are 21.
Why?
I'm going to say, I'm going to be honest. Need to be bringing honesty around here now.
Explain what is about me that's not 21.
Billy, stop that right there. This guy claimed he was how old?
33.
And when you got your cakes, what did you see?
40.
You know what you got? A bloody cheek.
But the thing, even 40 is in, that's not even right as well. You're older than 40.
Okay, Steve-O, let me tell you something. We nailed him to the cross and they've taken him off the cross and nailed you to the cross. I don't like that.
So what I'm going to do.
I'm back with you, yeah?
What I'm going to do.
Let's pin him up again.
Bro, you're sitting there in fishnets. Just stop.
You're going to pin him up in them socks.
You're not doing nothing. Pin him up in the socks. It's getting worse.
Yeah, my job was to mention his age, being 21, and then transition
to
what we're talking about today, which is Wonder Kids. Yeah? But you like letting me work.
Well, no, but why does your thing say 40, though?
I don't know.
He's a wonder adult.
Well, he's a wonder uncle, bro.
That's a good question, you know. Are you a wonder kid or wonder adult?
He's just an adult.
Well, I was a wonder kid. I was obviously playing in the first team at 16.
But is Steve-O now better than Steve-O then?
Was you a wonder kid when you was a footballer?
Yeah.
Was he? Okay. Then.
What do you mean?
I didn't say though. No.
Okay, I'll see that.
I was shaking something off my beard.
When you say wonder kid, so like, what would you tip to go on to do?
Why are you not laughing?
I'm saying like, why are you not laughing?
Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. What's the question?
Listen,
What's the question, Bill?
Yeah, right. What's the question? You're the wonder kid, yeah?
Yeah.
So like, what were people saying that you was going
Okay, who was you the next?
What was you meant to go into? Because I know you didn't do it, innit?
2023-24 was a big year for Wonder Kids, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, sir.
My song dropped.
Oh, Wonder Kid did drop.
I like that. Yeah, I can go with that. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Featuring Jamie. Featuring Wonder Kid.
Big up Jamie.
Another actual Wonder Kid.
Put your top down, man.
Yeah. Oh, my CMP as well.
You just learned about Jamie.
That's my goal.
You don't even know what Jamie stands for.
But is he doing pretending? Are you pretending you don't know about Jamie? Because then that will say your real age. Like, cause I don't care. I watched Maradona.
And you're 33.
Did anyone else here watch Maradona?
No.
Who could watch Maradona?
Okay, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, not live anyway.
I didn't say live. Although I did watch him live, 1994.
What?
And how old is he?
Live on TV or in the stadium?
TV.
Oh.
TV. Boys, let's take a break. That's gonna. And when we come back,
yes,
we're all gonna be in the room. We're talking about Wonder Kids.
So we're all gonna be in the room. Hey, I love this guy.
All right, this episode is gonna be an absolute mess, isn't it?
Right now, we're up to where we need to be.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah? Now we're going to get back in the room, okay?
All right, let's get back in the room.
Bill, with me?
100%.
Do you mind if I call you Bill?
Nah.
Boys, I need a vice captain, you know?
So why are you looking at me?
Sorry. Sorry. If that made you think I was coming your way. Sorry, man. That's crazy.
Like, I would not want to be your vice captain, bro. Big man, Tim. Like, no way.
Hey, but Jordy.
Yeah.
Listen.
VC?
I think so. Jordy, you know what it is? It's the socks. You've came and you've made a statement. You said, you know what? I don't care.
What people think.
What people think about me.
You came in and took your trousers down.
Bro, you're still wearing fishnet socks.
Nah, you was like, in your boxes. You was in your boxes.
You came in and took your trousers down. That's the first thing you did.
I was in Under Armour.
You didn't even spud no one.
You can't spud no one with your trousers off though.
Well, someone hugged me. Someone here hugged me.
Well, he hugged you with your trousers off.
Bro, he hugged me with my trousers off. Even I was shocked.
So VC. Hey, VC. Good to go, yeah? VC.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah? Yeah? Boys, I want to talk about Wonder Kids today.
All right.
As I said, I think last year, a lot of Wonder Kids came to the forefront. Saka, Foden, a lot of the people that we had built up from the 2017 World Cup, I went a bit too much there. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was a bit comfortable. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was flowing. I've got to say, because I said Curtis Jones was a Wonder Kid last week.
Perfect.
No, you didn't say that. Say what you said.
Top 30 under 20.
You didn't say it. What? You did not say that.
What did I say? What, one top, of the best.
What? 30 under 30.
No one's ever done an under 30s list.
It's not Forbes.
Yes.
Okay. But the reason I say this is because I want to get the age group.
Okay.
I think it's 23 and under.
Fair enough.
Kid, right?
Yeah.
In this game.
I think 26 and over, you're old now.
I think 23 is too old, man.
Yeah. For a Wonder Kid.
Bro, you can't be a 23-year-old Wonder Kid, bro.
From when I'm 23, if you call me Wonder Kid, that's a diss.
Yeah, but then... But I look at it from the, like, there's under 23 squad in it. And back in your day, there was an under 21 squad.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. So you would have done it 21. So now they've raised it to 23.
Are you raising it to 23 because of that?
Yeah. Because that's what football said.
I'm happy to keep it at 21 if it's the same.
Maybe 22 to make everyone happy.
No.
I might try to find a compromise. Got dismissed.
I tried to do a ceasefire.
Done? 23 or 21?
I don't like Wonder Kids, you know, just in general.
Here's one for you then. Jude Bellingham.
21.
He's probably the best player in the world at the moment. No.
Dan?
I don't think so.
But it's like, that's not really saying a lot though.
In what sense? What, the quality of players?
Okay, watch. To your point, yes.
What? Is he still a Wonder Kid?
Yeah.
Kobe Mainoo, Wonder Kid.
Wonder Kid.
Wonderest, the Wonderest Kid.
But the younger you are, the more Wonder Kid you are.
100%.
Arda Güler, Wonder Kid.
There you go.
Jude Bellingham now is shown his potential. It's now time for him to sustain that.
He's just a wonder.
He's just a wonderful player.
He's wondrous.
He's still a wonder kid, you know. He's still a wonder. Do you know what? He's still a wonder kid, man, because he's of age and he's doing incredible things. And I shouldn't allow what he's doing to change.
We can't try him as a wonder kid as a young. He gets sent out for media and that. You don't send kids out for that.
He's just maturing. There's always an exception to the rule, but he's still a wonder kid, though.
Who was doing media before that was young? Did Rooney do it?
No
Rooney
way.
He didn't speak English.
Rooney.
Rooney. Bro, you don't send kids out.
To be fair, the last Wonder Kid I remember doing media was probably Micah Richards, and he swore.
But is it consistent media? Because like Jude Bellingham does consistent media. So I understand why you lot go, no Wonder Kid no more. He's now proven enough to go, you're an established player, start your journey. And then Wonder Kids should just be for the players that kind of haven't done that yet. Won the league, been an important player in the league, gone on to take that form into the tournament. So Kobe Mainoo is more of an example of a Wonder Kid than Jude Bellingham is at this point.
Jude's just a man, bro.
Exactly. He's just a man.
I don't know how he's done it. Yeah, he's a
grown man.
Are you lot punishing him for being too good then?
I was just going to say this.
Because Cole Palmer's 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you seen Cole Palmer? He sent him for media. Hey, Cole Palmer's cold. He don't even respond.
So that's nothing to do with age then. That's nothing to do, like what we're seeing here, that's all to do with personality.
Messi was a wonder kid. Anyone seen him do media?
No.
Ever?
Even now.
No one even knows what his voice is like.
No one even knows if he can even talk.
But in other countries he does, but like Dilip would have done a lot of media for Ajax. He was 18 years old, he was a captain, so he would have done a lot of media.
Ajax, the average age is like 12 anyway. Ian is a senior player.
He's an old man there.
He's a veteran.
What's Steve-O there?
He's an ancestor to them.
You let them get into you again.
Nah, sorry, my bad. Sorry, Gaff.
Excuse me?
I said sorry as well.
Got him. Not on purpose, but I got you. What I was going to say though,
yeah.
Out of all the young players in the world, the fact that we're only naming a couple that have gone out to do the media, like out of all the young players in the world, that means they do protect the young players. And there's only a few Dilits, Bellinghams that can go and do that.
I don't think they protect young players. I think they protect their brand. Bro, you send a young kid out, they just say stuff. They just say stuff.
Do you remember Curtis Jones' interview?
He's good.
Curtis Jones had an interview after an FA Cup third round game. He scores the one. He scores a goal against Liverpool.
Everton.
Everton. This Donny starts talking about how he should play more. And then the person beside him has to kind of push him out the way. Like, what are you talking about, bro? So, and you take a look at it like this. Back in the day, maybe not so. But now, they're social media. All of them are just on social media doing their thing anyway. Like, look at Jadon Sancho. He doesn't need to go to the media. Just respond there.
Can we name a few wonder kids across Europe? Like, how many wonder kids are there? Can we go around the table? Can you name one wonder kid, please?
Florian Wirtz.
Who?
Wirtz.
How old is it, 22?
He's 20, 21.
He's a wonder kid.
Wonder kid.
He's a wonder kid. Billy.
Come on.
Lingard. Lingard. Who? Lingard. Nah, because if he's 33, Lingard's a wonder kid. Facts, bro.
Welcome. Man's doing this in dog ears.
I hear it. I hear him.
If you're 33, Lingard's a wonder kid, bro.
Lingard's been young for time. Yeah, forever young.
Time. Now, but Yamal, obviously.
Yamal. Wonder kid.
I'm going to go Zaire Emery.
Oh, what a wonder kid. Wonder kid, bro.
17. Just turned 18, actually.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Wonder kid. But he ain't, like, these other guys, Wirtz playing. Making a difference. Playing. Making a difference. Who did you say?
What are you doing? He said Zaire Emery.
Emery.
Starting for PSG, bro.
What, every game? No,
not every game, but he's 17. He shouldn't even be in the competition.
So you're saying, yeah, to be a wonder kid, you have to be making a difference in your team?
Yeah.
At 16, 17?
Of course. Otherwise, you're just a kid.
Then Zaire Emery's that.
So he doesn't play enough for me.
No, Zaire Emery plays, man. Zaire Emery plays. You shouldn't do that.
That is harsh.
No, but I still think he's a wonder kid. And he's in the French squad. He plays enough, but he ain't doing what them two are doing.
Yeah, but that's cool.
That's harsh, man.
Okay. Who's your wonder kid?
I don't believe in wonder kids. That's why I refuse.
So what do you believe in?
I refuse to sit there.
And like, now, what? Like, tell us your philosophy. Your
belief. I believe that you guys naming everyone wonder kids creates failed wonder kids.
100%. Ooh. There is that.
All right, so who is a wonder kid for you?
If you had to say, despite the fact that you hate
me. Pick one.
Kobe's a wonder kid for you, come on.
Hondo, that's a wonder kid for everyone.
Messi was a wonder kid.
But Messi was a world wonder.
Henri was a wonder kid.
Henri was wonderful.
Wonderful.
Just wonderful.
But he was a kid, so what does that make him?
He wasn't a kid.
He's a wonderful kid.
When was the last time you remember Henri as a kid?
18, Monaco.
Got the move to Juventus at 20.
He was a wonder kid.
Anelka was more of a wonder kid.
Anelka, wonder kid.
If you're talking wonder kids from that era, you leave it out. Henri was better as he got old, yeah?
By the way, I feel then there was more wonder kids back in the day.
I think you've done this. You should never release that tune as well.
They asked me.
And when you say back in the day, like what era are you talking?
Michael Owen, Heskey, Francis Jeffers.
What? He was not a wonder kid. He was not a wonder kid. I don't know why. 18, also even made that
doing
move.
What he was doing at Everton and got the move.
He was not a wonder kid.
Owen was a wonder kid.
Owen was a wonder kid.
Wait though. Was he?
Oh, Owen, 100%.
What age was he when he won the Ballon d'Or?
The Ballon d'Or was rubbish then. It wasn't.
No, he was 21.
Is he the youngest to ever win it?
But no one cared about the Ballon d'Or. It was like a magazine team.
You can't win it at 21 and say no one cares.
But it didn't have the prestige it has today. Like, it wasn't like this one. He won the Ballon d'Or. There was no award ceremony.
I don't think that's prestige today.
Can I ask you something, boys, yeah? How do you label a failed wonder kid like Owen? Like, is Owen a failed wonder kid?
Or no,
is
his prime was just young.
You don't think he's a failed wonder kid?
Do you know what? Let's open up the conversation. What makes him a failed wonder kid?
No, I'm asking you a question. Do you not think?
No. No way.
Why?
Because we won the Ballon d'Or. So that would be that. Like, if you're a wonder kid, you know what a wonder kid, for me, a wonder kid is at 16 to 18. One sec. You are going on. You should really go on for me to be in a world team
to
of the year.
On. So
what is a failed wonder kid?
Someone that doesn't, for me, fulfill the world-class potential. Well, a wonder kid should be getting to world-class level.
But then what do they become after wonder kids then? If they do...
Elite.
Just great players, world-class players. Elite.
It's just world-class.
They're all just intertwined. All these names, all these words.
Yeah, it's too much semantics. It's too much semantics.
Scrap it, man. YouTube's done this.
No, because you can have a wonder kid, yeah? And then if he actually fulfills his potential, then you can take a look at the several names that you can call him along that path. But if you fall off, you're no longer in that conversation. That's cool.
I think if your prime is in your teens,
Prime?
Enough men have had their primes. Bro, Jack Wilshere had his prime
he,
in
so
his team.
He had his prime. So,
Steve O's Jack Wilshere.
he was a lit teenager, so it was lit, but it just went downhill.
I remember.
Continue your
saying. Let me continue, because I remember when I went up to the first team once, and boy, was I giving it large. I'll be honest, I was 16, wonder kid, got into the first team.
Because now we're doing regional wonder kids. You see what I'm saying? Like, we're doing them based on region.
If you was a wonder kid, then everyone is, bro. Everyone is, bro.
I've gone on to fulfill my potential, though. I'm boxing right now at world-class level.
What?
In my industry, I am boxing at world-class level.
In the boxing industry?
No, in this industry.
The entertainment
industry. Metaphorically, yes. Okay, got you. This is my vice captain. He's the rapper that literally speaks in metaphors. He's like, what? Boxing?
I don't speak in metaphors. Okay, last one, boys. Paul Pogba.
Won the kid, won the World Cup. Wonderful.
Okay. No.
Okay, but do you think he's a failed... Is he a failed wonder kid?
He's not a failed wonder kid.
The one place he fails in is that potential thing.
All right, can I say something? Hang about. Sorry, Bill. Listen. When he was 18, yeah, he was good, but if you spoke to people in and around the game, he wasn't fulfilling potential even then, right?
What are you talking about? They did everything to keep him at United.
He left and went to Juventus and went mad.
He went crazy.
But you speak to people around that. You go and listen to interviews and people now, they said he didn't listen. They didn't think he was going to go on to do that. Yeah, that's one.
Shout out for MFL. Tommy was all lies.
I'm the one saying he's not a fouled wonder kid. So forget MFL. Big up Fem.
MFL.
Brother, you go and listen to some of the first team players, Paul Scholes and people like that. There's interviews out there with them talking about a Pogba then that they didn't see that he was going to go on and do that.
Ferdinand and Pereira done an interview and they both said...
You just named Ferdinand Pereira's brethren. I said Paul Scholes.
Maybe you clicked Ravel Morrison by accident.
No, but they were saying, listen,
that's a failed wonder kid.
It wasn't as deep as what they're saying about Ravel. In fact, no one said, they said that they thought Ravel was going to go on.
Everyone did.
But they didn't. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's not true, though. That's not true.
It's not a lie.
That is a lie.
Can I tell you something? If I know Steve Ode, when this episode comes out, he's going to show us articles. He writes the articles. He writes the articles. Get it backdated. Yeah. 16 years.
But a wonder kid, there's no question. There's no doubt with a wonder kid.
But there was no question about Pogba, though.
He got let go.
He left.
If he's 16 and you get him on a... If he's a wonder kid, you tie him up. You know, he isn't available at the end of his YTS, geezer. Please, I know football. You're winding me up. You're not available for a free at 18 as well, wonder kid.
Do you know, Steve-O, let's ask the crowd, because these facts are out here on planet Earth, and I believe that you are incredibly wrong.
I'm ready to start really calling wonder kids, because I remember them talking about Zaha, Dele Alli.
Growth. That is growth, I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm growth.
Yeah. It's in 5 minutes, you've gone from not believing in wonder kids to like wonder kids. It's crazy.
I said I'm ready to accept them when we start taking them seriously.
So can I ask you something then?
Do you remember the Sky Sports?
It's a great question still.
Yeah. Do you remember when Zaha went from Palace to United?
Yes.
And they made a big song and dance. And Zaha's class, by the way.
Yeah. I think it was deserved though, right?
No, I'm not saying it weren't deserved, but the media played their part in making failed wonder kids as well.
But you're forgetting though.
Gun.
David Moyes' daughter.
We didn't forget that.
Shut up. So like, some things are bigger than football.
But some things are bigger than football, and that's huge. But the players are meant to kick on at that moment. And if you don't, you've failed.
Boys, can I ask you something? If you signed a player and he allegedly did that,
no,
would you sell him?
Nah, I'm not selling him.
Do you remember when Evra said it on TV?
Show me they have what it takes.
So look, let me tell you something. I'm a manager right now, yeah? Would you say that I'm managing this right now?
Yeah.
Bill's the wonder kid in the team.
Yeah.
My daughter's around the same age.
Yeah.
If this motherfucker went near her, yeah? Forget about dropping him from the team. I'm going to blast his little barlet, yeah?
Barlet? I wouldn't say that.
Take off the cap.
Oh! Yeah! Oh, he was ready!
But they look online as well.
A man got the Savage Dan, go on.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't need to show off.
I don't need to show off. Wait.
Yeah, but continue. So you're saying that your daughter's off limits for me?
100%, bro.
Okay.
If you play for his team, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you play for my... No, she's off limits. To be honest with you. Definitely if you play for my team. But boys, we've discussed who the top five wonder kids are going into the next season.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have, Steve-O. Yes, we have.
No, we haven't, but go on. Start again.
Have we?
When did we discuss the top five? We didn't discuss no top five.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah,
well, yeah, we didn't. So just go.
Steve-O, I'm your vice captain.
Brains, though.
Yes, we have.
Steve-O, all it is we're going to now go into the top five wonder kids of the season that we feel here at number one is, or whatever.
See, you're doing too much because we feel is exactly what I said. I know we haven't talked about it, but you just heard them say it.
All right, Gaff, I got a question.
Yeah, go on.
Thing. Were you like a slow reader in school? don't laugh. No, like, you know when it's time to read out loud? Like, were you the guy that like everyone sighs when it's your time to read?
No way.
Okay, so you're a good reader. Mm. Okay, interesting. Mm. Go on.
That's how you make millions, Bill.
Yeah!
You've got to be able to read.
Hey!
Yeah, I'm nearly 10 years making millions as well, by the way. Anyway, so, boys, yeah? Off cam.
You can't say that to Billy, man.
Huh?
You can't say that to Billy.
That's what the first team guy said to me when I was... Now I need to pipe
when
down.
Is the wonder kid? When is the wonder kid?
This is trauma. This is not fair.
You lot hard work, by the way.
You know what I know? You know what I noticed, though? You know when he took off his cap, he's got grey hairs, innit? You know it.
Hey, Gary Lineker had grey ears.
Grey ears?
Grey hairs from 23 years old, mate.
Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah. I got many friends.
Yeah.
Devlin.
Yeah. Devlin?
Dev.
Oh, yeah, no, but he was born a grey hair, though.
Van Persie.
Van Persie.
Silver Fox.
Naldo.
He didn't have it.
You don't know who I'm talking about.
Ronaldo.
Please move on, please.
Yeah, please, come on.
Boys, we've obviously spoke about who we think are the top five wonder kids going into next season. But I think we should discuss it for the crowd and go through it properly. Starting with...
All right, calm down.
Ethan Nwaneri.
Yes.
Nwaneri.
Now...
Wait, what did you call him?
No, thank you, Jody.
What did you call him?
Nwaneri. Which, depending... And he will tell you this, depending on what part of the village you come from, they pronounce it different.
What country is he from?
That's Nigerian, brother.
Okay.
Hey. Can I just say that being that we got a lot of Arsenal fans, I reckon that's why he's top five. This guy is top five, according to Filthy, but I think they've Smith-Rowed him. The Arsenal fans have voted him too early, too high.
He ain't going to play this season.
He's definitely going to play.
How many minutes?
Definitely going to play.
Wait, left. No, where's he going to play?
Carabao.
Carabao, or whatever that's called. He was definitely playing that.
For the first three rounds and then you're done. Oh.
No, he played against West Ham before.
He was 15 when he made his debut in 2022. Is that too young?
I was playing men's football at 15.
Chat to them, Dan.
With you.
Shooting stars.
Talk to them, bro.
That's still a big team.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Remember, football is getting younger, you know? Football is getting younger. There's so many younger players coming through the game right now, especially at Barcelona. They got a lot of young players coming through. And you know what? Leeds United have done it for years. This boy is actually good. You shouldn't compare him to all the other youngsters. You take a look at him in his Resi games. He's really, really good. He's widely spoken about amongst loads of people. Nike are doing little campaigns with him as well. He's not like an alien. It's not like no one knows who this
Smith Rowe
is,
man.
Smith Rowe was an individual that came through and no one really spoke about him. He just capitalized on an opportunity and then through him playing, I think the Chelsea game was a big one. That's when people started speaking about him. He was not spoken about like no wonder kid like
yes,
that.
Yes, he was.
Nah, man.
Yes, not he like, was.
No, he wasn't. Not like this.
Not like what?
This guy's out here doing Nike campaigns as the only youngster.
You lot gave him the number 10.
Yeah, but so I remember back in the day, the Nike campaigns were with Phil Foden, Mason Mount, and I can't remember. It was never Smith Rowe. So you lot, please allow it.
Oh yeah, but we can't base it.
That's what we're telling you about Smith Rowe.
No, Smith Rowe was never rated like this guy was rated. You're saying you're going to Smith Rowe him. You're not going to Smith Rowe him because he needs to be the type of individual that was rated highly. Smith Rowe wasn't rated highly like that.
I think he's going to be worse. I think he's going to do worse than Smith Rowe.
Nah, bro.
I want him to do well.
I think
Smith Rowe was good, and then Odegaard came and just went. Bro, good players find, and I'm not saying Smith Rowe is not a good player. He's a very good player. But when you've got a better player playing in your position, it's done for
you. And ain't
you.
That the problem he's going to have? He operates exactly where Saka or Odegaard in that little space
there,
right?
Yeah, but
then
he needs cover at the end of that. Saka needs cover. And I'm not saying this guy's going to be the cover straight away, but you're definitely going to see.
But if you're not going to be the cover straight away, then like I don't understand.
Also, what are we talking about here?
No, we're killing Arsenal. That's
also,
what
I don't understand what you're talking about because Arsenal, if you take a look at Smith Rowe, Smith Rowe's how old now? 23?
Yeah.
So 24, he's been, actually. 24, all right, cool. So therefore,
he's past the threshold.
I'm just saying, clearly, there are players that play loads of games at Arsenal and can go off and have careers in football. I'm saying to you, he will 100% have a career in football. He will 100% be a wonder kid. But a lot of players at other clubs, they don't even get to 24.
I feel like saying he's going to have a career in football isn't actually saying anything.
Career, of course he's going to have. Of course he's going to have a career in football. He's a footballer.
There's a couple footballers that don't, bro.
Chop hands.
Am I lying? Oh God. Sorry, order.
That's okay, we got it now, yeah?
Hey, Steve-o.
Would you say Arteta is not fair, but like, he doesn't really bleed youngsters in like that, does he?
What? Excuse me? He doesn't do what?
Like from the youth.
What do you mean?
Like into the team, man. Don't do that.
What do you mean? I'm confused. He gave Saka got given an opportunity, but Smith Rowe, he definitely was pushing Smith Rowe through. Obviously, Saka, he trusted Saka. Reece Nelson, he definitely trusts Reece Nelson. Eddie Nketiah got a whole... Eddie Nketiah got like a 4 or 5 year deal and a kick game with Craig Mitch. What are we talking about?
Do you think that they were given them sort of deals, like Eddie, just as an English player rather than...
No, Arteta was a coach from early with the young team, so he has knowledge of these players. So once he's given the opportunity as a first team coach, he's just given the opportunities to the people that he would have seen at that youth level in the first team. So he definitely is putting the younger players through.
With Ethan Nwaneri.
You said that.
You said he's going to have a career, but I wanted to just make sure this point is a wonder kid for me doesn't just have a career. They have to win.
I said that at the end of it. You just ignored. You just said identify.
I don't think you did.
I did. All right. It's on camera.
You two are having a little tiff.
No, I don't think you did say that.
It's tension.
That's the age. No, it's the age. The age. The age. It's the age. The age. The age.
You lot just love saying things that didn't happen.
Too many seniors in the dressing room.
I think he's got the right manager. I do think Emery's good. I just think he might be in the wrong team. I don't think this is the season.
No, Emery is good though.
Emery's good for that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I just think he's in the wrong team.
Emery?
But what about Arteta though? What about him?
Oh,
yeah. These are the guys I'm meant to believe, bro.
Yeah, you know, you're right. No, that's like, both got dark hair.
So let me ask the crowd. What do you lot think? Do you think Ethan is going to go on to be a wonder kid? Will he get the chance to be a wonder kid with Saka and Odegaard in the same position? Is Arteta the right manager for him?
But what we're asking is not like their whole careers. This season, right?
This season.
Yeah, this season. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This okay. season. This You'll is make or break season. For the wonder kids we're going to be talking about.
He's going to break through this season.
Number four, Romeo Lavia. Now, obviously, he had a big injury last year. I consider him a wonder kid.
He is. If I were to believe in wonder kids.
But can we say something? We've spoke on air before about fouled signings and transfers and whatnot. He got signed for 53 million and made one appearance.
But he was injured. But do you know what?
So we spoke about Timber. Remember we put Timber on the bad business before?
Yeah.
So that's bad business from Chelsea.
Yes.
That's far, for me,
this season is make or break for him, right?
However, I'll tell you where Chelsea have kind of messed up in this position. We've bought every available DM.
Every single
and
one.
And they all look the same even. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there is no telling who's the... I don't know who's better. Lavio, Ucho, all of them, they all are
Where
almost,
does he rank? Above?
He started well in pre-season. I know we've lost 4-1 to Celtic and we've lost also to Wrexham. Oh no, we drew with Wrexham.
4-4.
But other than that, we've been really good.
Wrexham had a good documentary though.
They did.
Lavio's good. We all know, anyone who watched him at Southampton knows he's a good player. I'm not sure where he ranks and how he plays in this Chelsea team. I reckon he plays.
Okay, can I ask, is Gallagher gone?
Well,
not
yet,
officially.
But he will go.
So does Enzo move up and is Lavia and Caicedo?
Jury's out on Enzo.
Like Lavia game against Arsenal 2 seasons ago, when they took him off and then we somehow drew the game, I was like, it's all because Lavia's
so he's a game changer.
He's a complete game changer. But he's had a year out and I'm always a little bit like, ooh, are you going to be able to take a year out of football with the pace that the game's going at and then be able to catch speed next season with a team? That's quite questionable.
I think with looking into him and what he studies the game, he's into the game, he's been doing loads and loads and loads away from it. So I think he'll be up to speed in the sense of fitness, strength-wise.
I think he'll play way more this season. Obviously, he didn't play at all last season, but he's fit. And if he's fit, I think he gets quite a lot of minutes, especially if Gallagher goes.
Do you know what? To be honest with you, if he stays fit, he 100% starts for Chelsea this season. Like, he's actually a baller. He's so good.
You'd go him, Caicedo, and Enzo.
Yeah, he's so good. He's so, so
That's
good.
That's crazy because before in his breakout season, he had top interceptions, like, for under 21. So he must have only been 18 them times.
Bro. Come from Man City. Man City, you can't be at Man City as a you know, a young kid and not be good.
If you're Man City and you've got Pep and you've got all these top coaches, they probably had the Enzo guy that's now his manager, by the way, at the time when he's there. Why does he get let go?
There's too much quality at Man City.
Imagine, and I can't see it because they liken everyone to anyone that's got a bit of composure, but he was likened to Busquets.
Mm. It's crazy.
He's not as tall. Well, I think you've got to be tall to be even close
to look like Busquets.
Yeah, that's profile. That's profile. But he's got, honestly, that game against Arsenal, I don't know if anyone remembers. Honestly, he completely bossed the game. He was composed. He was just blocking Arsenal moving forward. It's
his
annoying,
first touch.
Bro.
It's his first touch.
Yeah, bro. Him at Chelsea, him and Caicedo, that's a problem.
So who do you guys liken him to?
Steve-O.
Good question.
Yeah, it could be like me. A Steve-O.
Mm-hmm. Like a Steve-O. Like, when Steve-O was a wonder kid.
I'm not as composed, I'll be honest. I'm composed, but I'm not composed. But I tell you what, crowd, who do you liken him to? Do you think he's going to come back this season? Do you think this is the season that's make or break? Let us know, innit? Number three.
Yeah, I'm good at this, man.
Hmm? Like that?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm good at this.
I've done this before, you know.
Ooh, this one here.
Big things before.
Uh-oh. This one's gonna be. This one's political.
Number three. Now, this one for me. On the last ep, we said it was bad business. Lenny Yoro.
Lenny with one N.
Is it?
No.
Lenny on the block.
We've had a week to think about. Is it still bad business?
It's even worse now. He's picked up an injury.
It's not long. It's not crazy. It's not crazy.
I feel like when it comes to Man United, people are too quick to say it's bad business.
You lot overpriced him too.
It's a lot of money. Well, a lot of euros.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 42.
Was it 50 million? How much was it?
42.
We're just throwing out numbers.
Yeah, why not? Narratives. I just think, do you know, it's bad business because the business and the ability of the player has nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a year left on your contract. If you to pay that much money for an individual who's got a year left on his contract, irrespective of his ability, is bad business.
Okay, but forget now, business. Let's talk about the signing.
But that's what we were talking about.
Oh, that's business. Good. That's good production, but Billy. No.
Is he being sarcastic?
Of course. Oh, so with Yoro as a player, he is a baller. It's just, can he adjust to the, you know, the pace of the Premier League?
I've already seen him in pre-season, but he looks quick, looks strong. He's already played 60 top flight games, which for me, as a young kid, that's when you become good. When you start playing games, because we've all got a Billy at 16. Like, I had a Billy at 16, Bill. I was a wonder kid. You know what I mean? But didn't have the games. I didn't play enough games. On the bench, every game, they didn't put me in.
Played in Europe, mum.
XP.
He's for Yoro's played in Europe as well. Like, he's got European experience.
What European Cup.
Played against Villa.
I want to say he was in conference because for Villa were in conference, yeah. Oh, yeah. You won that. You won that cup.
Yeah, but you lot tell me it was a rubbish cup.
It's difficult, you know, when good seasons can make people look like they've had good careers and that they've been good forever.
Do you think his injury is a good thing?
No.
Because it gives him time now to chill. Like, it's like, oh, the pressure's off him. Like,
pressure. You're 18.
Pressure's on him regardless.
What is the injury, by the way?
A sprained ankle.
He's back
in a couple of weeks.
But you know, like, you see ankle injuries. He's tall as well. Ankles can become those things.
Serious. They can.
So, like, it's just interesting. Like, injuries at 18 years old, bro, I could play 6 hours every day. Normal. There was no DOMS.
But we just, listen. Okay, yeah.
What
did you say?
What? I knew as soon as I said it.
No, what?
Yeah, you heard him.
There's no DOMS at 18.
It was just crazy.
No DOMS. My muscles are fine.
Oh, abdominals.
No.
You don't know what DOMS means?
Delayed onset of muscle soreness.
But unfortunately, when you say DOMS in the context of the show, it sounds crazy.
So what was your question to Paul? Go on.
Does he get a lot of sprained ankles because he's tall?
I think so.
I'm captaining him. Come on, let's keep
this show. You guys have similar playing styles anyway. I've seen you play.
Me and Yoro. Yeah, come on, ballers,
that's
man.
True. No, do you know what? Maybe that run you did at EE, Wembley, the Wembley
Cup. Yeah, come on, man. It's baller, man. Real baller. Wasn't a wonder kid, though. It was just like really good 90 minutes.
Now he was your wonder kid? Channel U?
Maybe.
He was about 30 them times, though. I'm not. Oh, there we go. You know what? Deflect.
These are Steve-O's birthday cakes. I think Euro has a better season if United signed Delit. If United signed Delit and then they're allowed to not all have all the pressure on Euro, then I think he will have a better season.
So a Delit that's probably not as confident as the Delit at Ajax is going to go next to this young kid. I don't know if that's...
Martinez Delit, and then Euro on the bench. Maybe Euro comes in against smaller opposition, a couple of League Cup games.
I don't understand signing him to be on the bench.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be on the bench.
But he's 18 years old, man. He's an investment. He's going to be here for years.
So he's not a wonder kid.
What's that?
Is he a wonder kid?
Yeah. But there's a lot of games in football.
Would you not say it's worse to be on a bench for the first team? And like, yes, you're in this first team, but you're on a bench for 90% of the season than to be playing PL2?
Well, I can only speak from experience. Yeah. I've done a whole...
Of course. I've done a bench for most of the time.
I've done a whole season on the bench. I only played 4 games that season.
What season was that?
2002.
And what age were you? Is that the breakout?
17.
Okay.
17. I'd already made my debut the season before against Les Ferdinand, Rebroff.
Chat to them!
And then the next season, I was on the bench the whole year. Didn't really get much playing time. And then the following season, you're getting now to 19, 18, 19.
And you're still on the bench.
And you still not played the games. So it's like a whole...
Quick Wonder Kid question. Who's the best player that skinned you?
That skinned me? Zola.
Wow.
That is cool.
You know what? He's flexing now.
Zola.
I don't know if I believe him, but that's cool.
No. Steve won't lie.
To be honest, I got done the other day by like a young kid. Boy. Yeah.
What do you mean?
You got.
I thought the first one was fluke. You know, like where he had good feet, and I've come in heavy as well, so I'm a bit late into challenges. Blah 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 blah.
Against a kid.
He must have been like 19.
Gotta leave one.
Very good. No, I didn't want to leave one. Not nine a side pitch. You don't want to leave one. But he was good. Next time I went for him, he popped it first time. I always love players that pass on their first touch. I thought, okay, this kid's smart as well. He's not just good; he's smart. Next one, I thought I've got him. Boom, 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 out. Came off the pitch. I was just like, this kid's good. But obviously a real me, the stone lighter than I should, like, up in the air he goes.
Was you a wonder kid?
Do you know what? I'm wonderful. No, I'm wonderful.
No, but was you a wonder kid, though?
Man. I got better.
So he wasn't a wonder kid?
He's a success story.
Yeah. I got better.
Oh, okay, so you beat the odds.
No.
He's things like Scarface.
No one expects anything from you. And then
Dan,
you
went to like SEN school in that, innit? That naughty class.
No, I didn't make it there.
Oh, okay.
You didn't even get there? You didn't even get there?
No, SEN is like a bad, like, as in you get kicked out of your... I when I got kicked out of schools, I got into the next school. SEN's when you have no more schools, options. Yeah.
So was your wonder kid?
I played Borough football, Harrow, Borough, Hillingdon, Borough, semi-pro.
Wonder kid?
No, I got better. You can't. Is it a wonder kid if they was class at thing, but then they were best at 25?
But forget what you gone on to do. I'm saying when you was coming up, yeah.
No, he wasn't.
At 10 years old, I'm a wonder kid. 12 years old, wonder kid. Papers every week. It's too mad. This is what I'm saying.
So
bro,
he peaked.
15 years old, he peaked. Men's football.
So you went like that and then that and then that again.
I went that, steady, and then that. My thing's just like that. I still think maybe I'm as good as I was 10 years ago.
Crowd. Was Dan a wonder kid? Can anyone Lenny get any Euro, proof? Man. If Dan was a wonder kid, was Lenny Euro a wonder kid?
Is
he gonna have a great season?
You think he is?
No.
I'm asking the crowd. Really spoke to you for 8 minutes, man. Let me ask the crowd. But anyway. Coming at number 2 on our list of wonder kids for the next season is...
Oh, what a player.
You're right. Yeah. It's Archie Gray. Do we think he's a... He said, I'm too quick for you. Yeah, it's too quick.
No, that was class.
It's way too quick. But anyway, 40 million from Leeds.
Wonderful.
Respectable price, I would say.
Wonderful.
He could play right back. He could play centre back. He could
play DM.
I thought he was a DM. He comes from good stuff. The family, granddad, dad, uncle.
Eddie Gray, Andy Gray.
You think 40 mil from Leeds is good business? Leeds.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying, bro. If you're paying a championship side.
No, Dan.
If you're paying a championship side,
he's not,
40
he's not
million.
Way off.
What did you
that
pay?
That means something.
So you bought Southampton. You bought Slavia from Southampton.
53 million, bro.
He was in the Prem.
Bro. That is the going rate. Ben, that's the going rate for championship, top championships.
No, not for someone that hasn't played in the Prem. Usually the top one, I'd say, is Ivan Toney, is 30 million.
No, but do you know what, Dan? One thing we got to remember, you see with young players, because you lot are speaking about them being on the bench and all of that, people have plans for these young players. They might be on the bench for a little while and then come into the team after
what
Christmas.
Plans you got this weekend? What plans you got this weekend? How many of them are you going to stick to? They all just go out the window.
Yeah, but this is business. With Archie Gray, he's 18 years old. He's spoken about very well amongst young English players. That's what the going rate for English players. We know that.
I'm not sure if you spend £40 million to a second-tier team for a player that's never played
in the Prem,
top flight
and
football.
He's 17. That's a lot, Po.
But Dan, imagine this, that every English player, this is the going rate for English
so
players.
So what we're saying is that is English tax the championship.
I got ones in my team.
And it's from a team that's coming up anyway.
Take Will Chadwick.
Coming up next year, whatever.
You could take Will Chadwick.
Who?
My team.
Oh.
Less than 40 mil.
How much? How old is he though?
He played in the 10, could play on the left.
How old is he?
He's not a wonder kid.
We're only paying for wonder kids.
Apparently, he played centre-back, which surprised me, in pre-season, and just put him centre-back. And they're now talking of him being that sort of John Stones, comfortable Rolls-Royce centre-back.
No, I had a rant at Big Ange.
Why?
On Twitter, because I thought, what the f*** is he doing there? Because I don't think he should be centre-back, but apparently there's a drought. Not a drought, an injury crisis. Because they're playing Gray and Skip.
At centre-back?
Yeah.
Oh, Skip?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Do you know why? I saw Emerson Royal playing centre-back and he gave away a goal against Hearts. It was terrible.
Bro, I watched Ruben Loftus-Cheek play centre-back in the league.
He's played everywhere, though.
It's like only a couple of seasons ago. He played for Chelsea at the back of a three.
He's played everywhere.
Boys, do you think the jump from the Championship to the Prem is getting smaller? Because I remember back in the day, I used to say the level's crazy. I remember there was a geezer, a little ginger nut, called Paul McShane. He used to play for Hull.
Ginger nut is insane.
Didn't he come from United?
Yeah, that's he used insane. To be at United, right? And every time he played for Hull in the Championship, he would get in the team of the season. He would come up to the Premier League with Hull or whatever team he came up with.
Couldn't do it.
He was terrible.
But do you know what that is?
Shocking. But I don't think the jump's like that now. You're getting players coming up and
it
doing...
It is like that. It's bigger. I think it's bigger because the Premier League has... Yeah, because the Premier League has all the money. The Premier League is the dopest league. That means the three sides that get relegated are actually good. They're actually like a good... They're good sides. So when Leeds go to the Championship, they're a really good Premier League... They're a really bad Premier League side in the Championship. They're not like a Championship side. They've got like Notto, Somerville, mm-hmm. Archie Gray. They've
I'll
got
tell you why
Bamford.
I think it's smaller though, the styles of football. Like now you look at the champs and they are playing football, like Pep stuff out from the back. Yes, the players might be 10% worse than they are in the Prem, or a little bit slower, not as sharp, blah, blah, blah. It's the same football, I just think.
Yeah, but then who got promoted this season top of the... I know Ipswich is an exception, but who got promoted and who do we all know is going to get promoted?
Leicester?
The teams that win the champs now usually are the better footballing teams.
I reckon Burnley will come back up because of the investment they've got in their team. They've done the smart thing of making sure they have a good team. So when they go down to... They might be a rubbish Premier League side, but in the Championship, they can't. No one can't chat to them. Rotherham are not chatting to Burnley, bro.
But Leeds are. He said Leeds might come up. So that's one...
No, but Leeds are a bad Premier League side in the Championship.
But there's
I think
a few
that
of them now,
bro. There's loads
there's
of them.
Loads
there
loads
now. Half of that Championship
is there loads?
Yeah. Half of them is now.
I think there's about four.
Nah, I think
that.
There's more than that. There's more than that.
You've got
there.
Leeds... obviously, we've got to stick to Wonder Kids, but quickly, they've got Leeds. Who else has gone down? Burnley. I think Luton are a Championship side.
Yeah,
I think you've got Sheffield United are kind of a bad Premier League side / Championship side. Outside of that, who else have you got that you believe is a Premier League side? There's no one, bro.
So what we're saying then is this is good business for Spurs then?
I think it's great for Leeds.
Great for Leeds.
I think it's great for Leeds.
I think it's great for both parties, man.
I don't. I think it's great for Leeds.
Yeah, you could go on to be a legend, to be fair. But I'm asking the crowd now. I've asked you lot. Crowd, you can see what I'm doing because the way that I've done my social media over the years, I'm interactive, yeah? I'm interactive, you know what I mean? I like to build a community. So what do you think? Is the gap too big for Archie Gray? Is he going to do well at Spurs? Should he play centre-back? What position do you see him playing in? Let us know in the comments.
Nah, he's actually doing well. Nah, he's doing well.
So he hates that.
No, boys, you clapping Steve-O the madman that he's doing well. I've done the you know what? You got me.
Yeah, the heartbreaking. Right.
No, he's being a gnat. You're being a gnat.
A gnat?
A gnat. You know, the little thing.
Yeah, a gnat.
He's being a gnat.
A gnat.
A gnat.
A gnat.
What's a gnat?
A gnat, bro.
What is a gnat? What is a gnat? What are you lot talking about?
Number one. Number one. I don't, you being it, allow it. Number one. Yeah, in our top five. And I think we're all gonna agree with this one. I think this is probably the
unanimous.
Relax, man. This is an anonymous decision, I'd say.
Unanimous, you mean?
And an anomaly.
No, no, let's go back to what he said.
He tried to say he tried to say unanimous and he said anonymous.
I did it again.
Bro.
Kobe Maino.
Kobe. Two B's.
Kobe.
Yeah.
He's one of the first. I'd say he's one of the first names on the Man United team sheet.
Serious?
For me, that's a wonder kid. That's a wonder kid.
We sat here a couple of months ago, and a lot of people were saying, "Well, we're not sure if he makes it to the Euros." I'm like, you want a chance at winning it? You got to not only bring him, you've got to play him.
Yeah.
I don't remember you saying that.
I'm telling you, this kid is something different. I always complain about the type of players that England produce. This is the first one. I've always said, throughout the years, I've always said, why can't England make a Modric? Why can't they make just someone who's clever, just someone with smarts? And they've finally got one. There is Bear, but they're just flipping, kicking ball at like little five-a-sides. You know what I'm saying?
Dan, I'm happy that he's not at Man City, because if he's at Man City, that gets coached out of him.
Diluted.
I'm not sure. I don't think he does anything too crazy. I don't think that gets coached out.
I don't think he gets coached out of him. I just don't think Pep loves him. I don't think he gets given a platform to shine.
Yeah, because Rodri's there.
Interesting. Okay, because I saw him playing. I just see him doing a pre-season game in Venice Beach and he was twisting up everyone, bruv.
With his brother.
He was going crazy,
bruv. Jordan can play as well.
Jordan can
play. Here's the thing, yeah? Wonder Kids, it's like a rose rising from the concrete. So you're not going to see a wonder kid. There might be one in City's team, in DM, but you're not going to see him because you've got Rodri just mashing up the place. You're never going to see him. Whereas if you've got an idiot team like United, of course you're going to see a wonder kid come through.
What do you think that team is again? Can you describe that team?
No, but why do you lot think it's Rodri and not Kovacic?
I think he would probably, he's a pivot.
I think Kobe could play alongside Rodri.
No, he could, but I'm saying that's a pivot. He could be double pivot, single pivot. It's still a pivot. You play him behind the ball. You play Kobe behind the ball.
What I would ask you, what does Kobe need to push on? What does he need to add to his game?
I think he's one of those players that I don't think we have to worry about. He's cerebral, so he is actually very smart.
Ooh, cerebral.
So I don't think he's one of those players that won't improve. He will only not improve if he just decides one day I'm not on it.
Like you did. Don't laugh. Continue what you're gonna say.
Kobe, ability-wise, in terms of like the information I get from him, reminds me of Wayne Rooney. So I never really knew Wayne Rooney's ceiling, because I was like, I just need to see you in multiple environments, whether it be Champions League, European football, to figure out what you actually can't do, because you're just doing everything. And that's Kobe for me. I don't even know what his ceiling is. So I want to see the introduction of European Champions League football.
He should be captain.
He's scary, bro. Like, Kobe Maino is a scary player.
He should
player.
Be captain.
With Rooney, he came on and like, you could see what he was doing, like running around, smashing people, top bins, da-da-da-da-da. There was effort in what he did.
Okay.
You could see. Like,
Maino looks like he's not trying.
Bro.
He looks like he don't even care.
Like, bro, it looks like, effortless. Like, it's scary,
like
bro.
Here. Like, why am I here with these bombs? Like, what am I doing? Like, it's just so effortless, bro.
And I love him. I love him. I love the family. I've actually sat down with his brother and we spoke about our families for a long, long time.
Here we go. Zola.
We've all sat down with his brother, man.
We all know Jordan. Jordan, come here.
You lot are such haters. I never said you lot didn't sit down with him. I didn't. It was in your studio. One of them.
Yeah, true.
I didn't say you lot weren't there. You probably let him in. Yeah. Probably saw him before me on that day.
You made it exclusive to you. You didn't include everyone else. I was there.
I didn't want to. Like, I'm like, yeah.
But I feel like maybe it needs to be a bit more of a.
Why?
Like, I don't know, man. Just like that nasty side for you.
Is he from Manchester?
Yeah, Stockport.
Stockport. Okay, no, perfect. No, perfect. I like that he's from Stockport.
Why?
Because Stockport.
Out of the way.
It's edgy. No. What do you mean it's 10 minutes from Manchester City?
Hold on, from there.
It's not out of the way. Everyone's from Stockport. But I feel like that's an area that's a bit more edgy than Dean Street.
Do you think he... This is gonna, like, listen, he's in the top team of Man United. Back in the day, in my day, like, that's the youth team you wanted to get through. Like, yeah, you always, if you come through that team, like what you said, you're gonna go on to have a
that
career, right?
That was class of 92.
That was George Best and Dennis Law.
But what I'm gonna say now is, do you think United's the wrong team for someone of such immense
it's
talent?
It's the perfect team. It's the
I
perfect,
think it's perfect for him.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The perfect team.
Okay, yeah. What does he need around him to push on then?
That's why it's perfect. He doesn't need anything around him.
What?
He doesn't, bro.
Okay, no, but to push on, he needs better players around him.
For him, no, otherwise he's going to leave you.
Who's his midfield partners now? So Bruno's good for him.
Agate.
Yeah, who's the other one?
Agate.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, on paper, it's Casemiro.
Oh, that's not good.
Do you know what? You say that, but he's still got enough knowledge of the game and experience that,
that
he will pass.
Really
that's going to be invaluable to Kobe. I think Man United's perfect for him, man. He's going to...
No, it's good. But what he needs is better fullbacks.
Why you say that?
Because he's a pivot. So he's going to go get the ball and he needs outs.
We got a good fullback option.
Yeah.
Where?
Shaw and Dello.
Shaw's done, bro. Shaw's a failed wonder kid. Shaw's a failed wonder kid.
I like that, by the way.
In an ideal world, if four of our fullbacks are fit, then those are four good options.
Yeah, man.
Four?
Bro, Dello.
Wan-Bissaka, Wan-Bissaka. That's four good options.
Nah, bro. I think bro. You're living in eras of when you have the best memories of them. I think Dalot's very good.
Yeah.
I think Wan-Bissaka.
I'm saying, give him something elite and watch how he rises. Like a phoenix from the ashes.
I hear you. And you know what? Shaw and Malacia don't stick around long enough for anyone to remember what they're even on. So just sell
them. Imagine if he had like a Cancelo.
Now we're chatting, man.
Now we're chatting. He's a meaty, bruv.
He saw him in the Euros.
This is what happens with top players. He's 18. He's played around 10 games for you lot. Everyone's realised he's the guy. 15. Yeah? Already. Whatever it is. At the tail end of the season, everyone's clocked he's the guy. So you think Madrid ain't clocked he's the guy.
Of course.
PSG, you think these guys, you lots need to recruit.
He's not going over there.
You lots need to recruit.
It's in his blood, bro. There's a statue being built of him right now.
If you don't get some proper players around him, he's going to leave and he's going to go to PSG or... He's going to go to Madrid or a proper team where they have proper players around him.
Can I just say though, you lot are doing exactly what you said earlier that the press do.
What's that?
The way you just spoke about him. I'm saying don't build him up too much. And like you're putting him up to foul, man. Just let him cook. Let him simmer.
I think there's some players. I don't like it when they do it with Dele Alli and all of them, yeah? Because...
But Dele had actually doing things at
Dele
the time, by
good,
the way.
So was Mainu.
No, but Mainu's controlling games. It's different. Not scoring goals. This isn't a bikini he's wearing. This is eye test stuff.
Boys.
I want to ask the crowd. The list we just done, who would you say is the real
McCoy?
Real McCoy.
Vice captain.
Who's McCoy?
The real, you've never heard the real McCoy?
No, I've heard that, but you said it late.
I heard it still.
You said it after his thing. He said real wonder kid, you said McCoy.
No, I didn't. It was the same term.
I didn't. No.
I did not say McCoy after wonder kid.
You did though.
Wait.
Let me ask the panel a question. I saw a tweet, yeah, that said Jude Bellingham now isn't even better than that Dele Alli we saw.
I might be one of the first people to ever said that.
You lot are crazy, man. Love it, man.
Bro, you're forgetting Dele Alli did score that goal, the chest and volley.
Against Crystal Palace, I hear you.
So? Steve, go on. What do you think?
Boys, I think you lot are forgetting Dele Alli. 50 goals, bruv.
Quality.
Quickly. Ridiculous. In the Premier League, which,
for
by
Spurs.
The way, is meant to be
what
the best
that?
League.
What age was that?
He was 19. 18, 19. Wonder kid of all wonder kids.
Wonder kid and then failed wonder kid? Because of what happened after?
That's a good question to ask the crowd. Prime Dele Alli, Jude Bellingham now.
Can I just give some context to it? Prime Dele Alli, amazing goals against Crystal Palace or Jude Bellingham? Let me know.
Who's Bellingham playing against? Who's Bellingham playing against though in La Liga?
You know he's won the Champions League.
He's playing against La Liga.
You know he's won the Champions League.
Crystal Palace will finish sixth
five,
in La Liga.
Name me five. Or, you know,
sixth in La Liga.
Just before we go, because we got to go.
We're not going.
Name me
five. No, we're not going. I'm
from that Crystal Palace team. Name me five players.
Jason Ponchin.
Milivojevic.
Jason Ponchin.
I'm going to go and find the team that played.
Hey, pause. Boys. We can do this off the show. Because I've got a little thing I want to bring to the table.
Amazing.
Yeah. So before we end the show, I thought, you know what? Obviously, you done your thing last week where it was like, We're not going to do no intros, yeah? I want to do an ending. Ooh. I want to do an ending. So I've got a little game I want to play.
Happy endings.
It's called Wonder Kid or Wonder Fraud.
So me or you?
Wonder Fraud or Wonder Kid, yeah.
Right, no, but
yeah?
You said it the other way around.
So from these names, who is the real Wonder Kid, right? And who is completely made up?
Okay.
And no Googling. Yeah, no Googles. So everyone's phone.
Yeah.
Poe, you got your phone in your hand. Okay.
Sorry. I'm going to win. Right. I'm going to win this though.
Here we go. Number one. The player.
Do you want help?
Just breathe.
See, Vice Captain, you could come in there. Eh? You could come in there.
Eh? Rooney Bardadge.
Yeah, he's real.
He's fake.
He's real. He plays for FC Copenhagen. He scored against Man United in the Champions League. He's left-footed. He's Swedish, young.
It's true. When I said fake, injured, I mean like ability-wise. Ability-wise, right. He's fake.
Ready?
Ability-wise,
he's
fake.
We do that, and I say, Wonder Kid. It means
you
correct,
know what?
Yeah?
I think we should just make Dan play this game.
You go against Dan and Billy, and boom.
Yeah, okay. You lot stay out, yeah?
Yeah, I'll stay out.
Jordy, cool. We shouldn't be involved, and it's not fair.
Anyway, right. Let's go.
Cool, right. Right, next one. Let's go. Aiden Cimbalini.
He's fake. But you copied me, though.
Hang on. Is that your final answer?
He's fake.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. So that player, Bill, is fake, yeah?
I said the first thing.
You just
fake.
Pick your nose and check it.
And eat it.
Brother.
You mad man.
It's on camera.
Watch what I'm on my table, bro.
Set the VAR.
Come on, bro. VAR. Hey, Greg Felix, you show VAR. Did this happen before?
Fake or not? Wonder Fraud or Wonder Kid?
Bro, how many times do you want to say?
Aiden Cimbalini.
Bro, he's trying to give us an answer. Fake, I'm saying bro. Fake.
Okay. Wonder Fraud. So when I do that, that's Wonder Fraud. Wonder Kid, Wonder Fraud, yeah? Right, well done. Next one.
1-0.
1-0. Desire.
Fake.
Do.
He's real. He plays in a French league. I think he's a centre back as well, still.
Poet, stop helping him.
Poet, man.
What are you doing?
We're telling you to start the game.
What was that, Poet? Poet, what was he doing?
What the hell, Poet? You look like you're about to ride. It looks like you're about to ride Tour de France. Allow it, man.
aside from what he's saying, wallahi, I swear on your Rolex, I knew that already.
So, you know, he's a centre back that plays France. I don't know if he's centre back. Are you ready? Dan, what are you saying?
Fake.
Wonder Kid! Are we liking the game?
Left wing, cold.
We liking the game?
Nah, we're just playing it because we got to go soon. Let's go.
Right. Reginald Van Horsewinkel. Is it though? So you don't know. I didn't say name.
Reynold.
Wonderford. You got me in that one.
You're enjoying this too much for my life.
Right. Next one. Paris Brunner.
Fake.
Really? Look at the name, man. That's a German.
Fake.
Nah, it's real.
Yeah?
Fake.
Real! Wonder Kid, mate.
Honestly.
Yeah?
I ain't even heard of that guy, you know.
You ain't heard of him?
Never.
He's a German right.
It's not about that.
Wonder Kid.
I've said fake to all of them because there's no such thing as Wonder Kids. No such thing as Wonder Kids, guys. Get off YouTube. Only watch this, hit subscribe, like, comment.
Yeah, we're close to 200K, by the way.
We are close, very, very close. And we are close to getting a winner from this game, Wonder Kid, Wonder Fraud.
Oh, what, that wasn't the last one?
No, what?
What do you mean? I whitewashed it.
This was like one of the most boring games ever, but go on.
Friedrich Buxley.
Friedrich.
Fake.
Bro.
It's Wonder Fraud or Wonder Kid.
I don't even care.
I don't believe in Wonder Kids.
What are you saying? Are you saying fake or real?
Fake.
Yeah, if I'm on it, if you're on it.
Yeah, there you go, fake. Fake.
Wonder Fraud.
We're not saying Wonder Fraud at all. I just say fake.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Do you think you can give me 3 teams in the south of England?
In the middle of my game? Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah,
that have the name United?
Yeah. Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah.
The next name's crazy, by the way. Torquay United.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Sutton United.
Oh, you got my answers.
He's going down the leagues.
the teams I played against. and Peterborough United.
I like that because you
don't
even
clap me.
Because
you didn't even mug me off.
Because you didn't even try to stand.
Tried to mug me off. Bro, anyway, listen.
Question is not
you know what?
You
there was one more name, but you know what? You lot are terrible,
wait,
mate. Yeah?
Can I tell you something? You've become Bruno as a captain.
Yeah, yeah.
Hondo.
What?
100%.
I can't believe it.
100%.
You thought he was Declan Rice.
You thought he was a man of the people, innit? Nah, man.
I think I'll let the people. Crowd, listen, crowd, you've been amazing. I feel your support.
Is that what you're doing this week?
I feel your support.
Let us know what you think about the Wonder Kids episode. Who your top five Wonder Kids are in the Prem. Who do you think is going to be next year? Like, comment, subscribe. You know what? For me, Captain Steve-O, hit the notification button as well. And listen, until next time, be good to each other. And everyone else.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.